USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana residents will start cleaning up again this morning after Hurricane Delta hit the state Friday evening. Delta came ashore as a Category 2 storm, quickly weakening as it moved inland, but dropped several inches of rain on areas still recovering from Hurricane Laura that hit many of the same areas 6 weeks ago. More than 400,000 homes in Louisiana and Texas were still without power late Friday. President Trump is returning to the campaign trail. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Next week's presidential debate has been canceled. After the idea for a virtual debate was rejected by President Trump, the Commission on Presidential Debates canceled the event scheduled for next Thursday. The final debate is still being planned for October 22nd. There were many more important issues discussed earlier this week in the vice presidential debate, but most of the talk from American voters centered on that fly that landed on Mike Pence's head. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Bill Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about. And so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly sweater on the desk.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett are scheduled to begin Monday morning. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn told C-SPAN about the process of holding a hearing of that magnitude in the middle of a pandemic.
We have had 125 hybrid hearings in the Senate since this took place. 21 of those have been at Judiciary Committee. That is the model. The hybrid model is what we will use for the hearings next week. They begin on Monday. They will finish on Thursday. We will then begin the process of voting her from committee, and we will take the final vote to move her to the floor for consideration on the 22nd. And then a few days later, you're going to have the vote to confirm her to the court. It will be done the last week of October.
Twitter says it's going to tighten restrictions on political candidates ahead of the November election. The social media company said Friday that it's taking additional steps to keep the platform from being used to manipulate or interfere in elections. Tweets, including those from candidates that prematurely declare victory, will be labeled as false, and tweets meant to incite interference with the election process will be deleted. The changes come a day after Facebook announced a similar set of measures, including banning political ads on the site after the polls close on November 3rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.